Greetings, everyone. This is the JS Online and PackersNews.com Packers Podcast, and I'm your host, Tom Silverstein. We're here Wednesday morning, August 8th. I think it's Wednesday. I think it's August. I'm not really sure. It's been a long and I'm a little bit weary, but hey, don't worry about it. I will power through this podcast like I've never powered through anything in my life. We are limited by the amount of time it's going to take to dry my clothes because I don't want you to hear the dryer buzz off, but fear not. I will get through everything this morning. All Packers, all training camp, all day. We're here, as I said, it's Wednesday morning, and we're a day away from the Packers' first preseason game against the Tennessee Titans at Lambeau Field. And I thought this would be a good time to sort of do a little bit of review and look at some things going into that game, things you can watch during that game, focus on, and try to enjoy. A lot of things going on at camp. I think we should probably first take a look at some of the injuries that are going on, which are affecting how the Packers are conducting training camp. Nothing huge. There was a big scare, as we talked about earlier in the week, with David Bakhtiari getting hurt in family night. But it turns out that his ankle injury was not overly serious, and I think they will baby that as much as possible and just wait. Let him get back to full strength before they get him on the field. First-round pick Jair Alexander is dealing with a groin injury. Don't expect him to play on Thursday. Kevin King has a shoulder injury, not the one that he wears the brace for and had surgery on, and I would be surprised if he played on Thursday night as well. Some others who've been in and out, Randall Cobb's been sort of nursing his ankle that he had surgery on, but he has practiced some. Mike Daniels continues to be sidelined with a thigh injury. I wonder about that one, because I recall him having that something like that in Minnesota last year and caused him some problems early in the season. I'm going to have to double check and make sure that that was a thigh injury and not a groin injury. That might have been a groin. Either way, he's being rested. Probably won't play. Mo Wilkerson, same thing. He's got, I believe, a groin injury. He probably won't play. A lot of these injuries are pretty minor. The only really major injury we've seen is Jake Ryan's torn ACL. And he was put on injured reserve this week. So what we've seen really is pretty full units. I mean, we're talking about just a few players who have been out for a few days. And I don't think it's Jimmy Graham, tight end Jimmy Graham, banged up his knee. He was in a collision with Josh Jones on Monday, and I think he probably won't play either. Mike McCarthy was not open about how he's going to rotate players, how long he's going to play the ones. I do think that we know that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. He was working the scout team, which is always on Tuesday, which is always a sign that he's not playing, since that way DeShone Kizer and Brett Hundley can get all the reps with the number ones, and then Tim Boyle got the rest. So as you might have read on our website or in the paper this Wednesday morning, Aaron Rodgers was not happy about scout team play and got kind of ticked off at some of his wide receivers in particular during the scout team final period when on the last play, guys didn't run the right routes and he threw the ball down and was not happy and kind of ripped the receivers afterwards. I think it's a little bit of him, a little bit of his competitiveness, also him sending a message that, you know, on a, what are we, 10 days, 10 practices into camp, and I think things are starting to get a little sloppy, particularly with some of the younger guys, and he was sending a message to them that it's a long camp, there's a long way to go, they got a game coming up, they got to suck it up and be ready to play. So heading into that game, I wanted to focus a lot on the defense because that's something we don't know a lot of because of Mike Pettine, new defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, and his scheme. We haven't really seen a whole lot of what he's going to do over the course. Now, during practice, you get an idea of some of the blitzes he's going to have and some of the different personnel groupings. He uses multiple personnel groupings, and it's really going to be interesting to watch through the course of preseason how these things change, because you're going to see the depth chart change, you're going to see guys playing some positions maybe they haven't played before. I think that's also going to be a week-to-week thing. I think he's going to look at matchups throughout the week and move players around. I think you got to be versatile. You have to be able to function in different roles in his defense. That sort of leads me to a question I asked him at his press conference about the number of busted coverages that they've had in training camp. To me, it looked like they haven't had a ton. And I asked him about that, and that's going to be the subject of my favorite feature.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
We've had some. I mean, I would say it's probably around the norm, maybe a little bit less. I credit our guys. I mean, we have a pretty smart group, and especially on the back end, that those guys. I mean, we haven't had that many busts that resulted in a, because we're very vertical conscious. So if we're going to bust the coverage, we'd rather be underneath. So we always make sure that all the deep routes are covered, and I think for the most part we've done a pretty good job of that. So no, but it's still very interested to get to the games though to make sure guys can still think clearly, and that's why Family Night was such a great experience for us. I know Mike referenced it, that essentially gave us almost a fifth preseason game type because of the atmosphere and these young guys out there. They get a sense of an NFL crowd and what it was like to be in Lambeau under the lights. And, you know, they probably won't be as jittery come Thursday as maybe they would have been.
So that is something to keep an eye on during the game, is how often there seem to be busted coverages, because I just haven't seen it a ton. And like you said, they are really conscious of not giving up the vertical passes, the big plays. And, well, with a lot of young guys playing as the game goes on, you're going to see some mistakes. But I also wonder how much they're going to play their starters. I think they need to do that. I think you've got to get the timing of your blitzes. I think you got to know how to play together in live action. Practice is one thing, but playing a real game when someone's actually scheming against you is valuable experience. So I think based on the comments from McCarthy and Pettine, they're going to do this based individually. So someone like Clinton Dix seems to know the defense pretty well. Probably won't need as many snaps, but you know, Von House, Tremont Williams, they've had plenty of work. They've been through this before. They won't need as many snaps as say Oren Burks will at middle linebacker, or Kenny Clark, or Dean Lowry, or Vince Beagle, Kyler Fackrell. Guys like that are probably going to see a decent amount of playing time. They need to get themselves ready, get a nice taste of this defense. So I also did not get a chance to ask Pettine about how often or how aggressive he'll be during the preseason, how much he's willing to show. Dom Capers always thought that he had to practice some of his blitzes because it's until you do it in live action, you really don't know how teams are going to pick it up, and just thought that the timing was important. So we'll see if Pettine does that. I would, if you're looking for things, look for the number. When you're out there, when you're watching the game, try to count how many safeties are on the field at any given time. Pettine seems to really love safeties, especially versatile ones. And in practice, he's had quite a number of safeties on the field at the same time, playing like slot positions, playing linebacker. Quentin Rollins is a guy to keep an eye on. He's played all over the place, and they seem to like him. They seem to like what he's been doing. Another guy to watch is Josh Jackson, the second-round pick from Iowa. With Alexander out, he's gotten a lot of work this week, and they've used him in the slot, which is, he doesn't seem to me like he's a slot corner. He's tall and lanky and long-armed and not really that fleet of foot, but he actually had a pretty good day of practice on Tuesday, particularly in the one-on-ones against Devontae Adams. He was pretty tight in coverage on three different times, and two incompletions, one completion. During the course of practice, you know, he's giving up some passes, but this is really valuable experience for him because Alexander's out, and Alexander is clearly the guy they want to get on the field. So this is an important game for Jackson because he's going to get a lot of playing time. Other guys on defense that are worth taking a look at, I mentioned Vince Beagle and Kyler Fackrell, two outside guys who are going to see a ton of time. Vince Beagle just needs to be on the field and needs to play. His whole, you know, last season was kind of close to a bust because of that foot injury, and he didn't get on the field till late in the year. And even then, he wasn't playing all that much. I think it's really critical for him to get a lot of playing time in. Chris Odom is sort of in that group as well. Need to see whether their pass rush has improved. McCarthy made the point that during the offseason, during the OTAs, they pretty much just worked on passing. And as a result, they got a lot of work on their pass rush, a lot of reps, rushing the passer, and he's expecting that to have some sort of an impact immediately. And we'll see. I am interested to see how their pass rush goes. Their front line, when they have Wilkerson, Kenny Clark, and Mike Daniels together, which we won't see on Thursday night, that'll be an interesting group to watch as well. So from that standpoint, a couple other guys to keep an eye on. Ahmad Thomas, inside linebacker, been very active, been given a lot of opportunity. He's a lighter guy. He's about 220, former safety, good coverage, good in coverage, but got to find out whether this guy can play the run. Conversely, Greer Martini, another inside guy who's vying for time. Good against the run, big guy, need to see whether he can cover. Let's see if there's anybody else. Need to see if Montrevious Adams along the defensive line is as good as he's sometimes sold to be, because he's got that really quickness off the ball, and they're really excited about that, but you know, they need to see it during the game. So that's a kind of a look at defense and some things that I'll be looking at. There's more. I mean, there's a lot more. We can talk about all the young guys who are going to be playing in this game, and we will talk about it. I encourage you to tune into the live blog on Thursday night. You can access it right on our homepage, jsonline.com. And I'll be watching all those young guys, giving you comments, answering your questions, giving you analysis. Please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. These preseason games are always interesting because there's so many guys playing and so many different things to look at. I'll shift over to offense, and really the focus, I think, and this will probably be true all preseason, is watching the wide receivers. And this has been a really, it's been sort of like watching the stock market, because every day one of these guys, one of these younger players, and we're talking about Jamon Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Marquez, and Equanimeous St. Brown, along with Jake Kumerow, who every day you're looking for something different from them, and they do. One day, you know, Jamon Moore's making a really nice play, and the next time he's dropping a ball. The next day, Scantling is making a nice play. The next day, it's St. Brown. So, of late, the guy who's been coming on the most is St. Brown. And I thought in the last couple of practices, he's really kind of showed himself. And Jim Hostler, the passing coordinator, mentioned that he's a slow starter. He's just one of these guys who comes slow out of the gate. It happened in the offseason, and it happened in training camp, and now he's starting to get his footing a little bit. And he's started to get some time with the ones. Rodgers was starting to throw him the ball a little bit. He had a couple of really nice out routes. He's so long. His arms are long. He's tall. You can really lead the guy towards the sideline. And I want to see how he performs. Also, the other two wide receivers, Moore is the most intriguing. He's got the most talent of any of them, but he's the most inconsistent. You'll see really nice plays, and then you'll see him drop a ball or just not be in position for it. Scantling's a speed burner, and he's been up and down as well. Kumerow has been by far the most consistent receiver among that group, and we'll continue to watch what he does. He's got a legitimate chance to make the roster if he keeps performing the way he has. Rodgers absolutely loves him, mainly because he's always in the right place, and that's a good place to be, especially when you're playing with Rodgers. We won't see Trevor Davis. He's still sidelined with a hamstring injury. Geronimo Allison's going to see a ton of action. He's had a really good camp. Been pretty consistent. He's very much like Kumerow. Runs the right routes, is in the right place, doesn't drop the ball very often. Not explosive, but guys like that are valuable in this offense. You know, Davante Adams is the number one receiver by far. He's going to have a ton of receptions this year if he stays healthy. And he's had a tremendous camp. I'm really eager to see whether he carries that over to the season or whether he's just been beating up on some of their younger corners. But he looks like he's really game ready. So I'm sure we won't see him play. And, of course, Jimmy Graham is not going to play. They're not going to risk anything with him. Then, you know, we got to look at the quarterbacks. And I haven't seen anything from either Kizer or Hundley that tells me one is ahead of the other or one's really coming on. The games will kind of dictate that. I sort of think Kizer's been just a slightly ahead of Hundley, but That's just anecdotal from me watching the practices, seeing Kizer hit some more downfield passes than Hundley. And this is going to be, we'll find out quickly whether Hundley has made any improvement from a year ago, or if he's still stuck into that bail out of the pocket and throw it away mode. He's got to get his act together, and he's, Kizer's pushing him. And then, you know, there's no guarantee that either one of those will be on the roster. If they find someone else that they like who gets cut during the end of training camp, you never know. But they do seem pretty invested in both of them. And we'll see which one of them, you know, performs. I think they're going to get about equal snaps against the Titans. Tim Boyle may play, may not. They need to get him some snaps at some point, but my guess is this is going to be more for Kizer and Hundley. Running back position's a little beat up, so not going to see Aaron Jones, who's got a hamstring injury. Not going to see Devontae Mays, who has a hamstring injury. Jamal Williams will start, but I can't imagine them playing him a lot. So I think it'll be Ty Montgomery and Joel Bourgnon. I think those two, they picked up a running back this week named Akeem Judd, kind of a camp body, and really just to help them get through with Jones and Mays out. But you never know, guys like that, they get a chance. Sometimes they come through. As far as tight ends, we'll see Mercedes Lewis. As I said, I don't think Graham's going to play. I think we'll see a lot of the younger guys. Robert Tonyan, a former wide receiver who's now playing tight end. Ryan Smith, undrafted rookie. Kevin Rader, undrafted rookie. What I expect to see from the offense, I don't think it's going to be all that different. The changes are not going to be that noticeable to us, to the average fan, but I do think offensive line will be key. And since Bakhtiari won't be there and Brian Bulaga's not going to play, it'll be about Kyle Murphy and Jason Spriggs. And those two guys, both coming off injuries, both kind of inconsistent right now, this will be a good test for them. The entire preseason is going to be a test for them. They've got to show that they can pass block and be backups, because let's face it, Bakhtiari and Bulaga have had their share of injuries, and at some point they probably won't be in the lineup, and they've got to have some guys to protect Rodgers. And right now Kyle Murphy is staying almost exclusively at left tackle and Spriggs at right tackle. Spriggs, I asked James Campen about this yesterday. He put on 20 pounds over the offseason, and you can tell he's kind of lumbering. He's still figuring out how to use that weight, how to carry it. He's always been a thin guy, really athletic, and I think this is an adjustment period for him. So I wouldn't judge him immediately by the second, third game. If he's really still inconsistent, then they got some worries. But this first game and this past, you know, week and a half, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he did add so much weight, and I think it's hard for guys to get used to that. So we'll give him a little bit of a pass, but it's time for him. Third year, he needs to really pick it up. Finally, in the special teams, we'll see the new kickoff rules, which you will see some different type of personnel on the field. You won't always see the big offensive linemen sort of downfield around the 20-yard line. They're going with quicker guys because the double team blocks, you cannot form a wedge in any way. There's rules on how the double team blocks can go. And it's a little bit more spread out, and quickness is appreciated. It's more like a punt return. And so we'll see how that goes. Also, this will be J.K. Scott's first appearance as a punter for the Packers. And he's been very consistent in practice, really impressed with his hang time. Now it's a matter of making sure that I know Ron Zook will be looking at how quickly he's getting the ball off, whether he can directionally kick, and whether he can handle whatever wind there is. In Lambeau Field, it can be a little bit tricky. And, of course, then there's the two long snappers. We'll have to see if there's any bad snaps there. So that in a nutshell, is what we're looking at. I know we've gone pretty long. You know, once you get on a roll, what are you going to do? And my clothes aren't even close to being dry yet. So I think we can call this a morning. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I will be doing one more right after the game on Thursday, just to give you a quick wrap-up of all the excitement. Let's hope we don't have any lightning like always happens whenever the Titans come to Green Bay. It seems like there's always some kind of delay. I'll keep our fingers crossed that it's not. And like I said, don't forget to join the live blog. Starts about, I'll get going about 6:30 and answer your questions and give you as much insight into the action as I can. All right. And with that, I'll head into the closing music and wish you a good rest of the week.